Welcome to 5 Minutes with Coach Myrna. Today, on this episode, I want to talk to you about what is the one thing women can do to improve their relationships. We've all heard that men want respect, and women are emotional creatures needing love and attention. But what is the character flaw common to all men and women? As my pastor would say, all means inclusive of everyone, exclusive of none. The answer to this is, no one ever does anything that they feel is wrong. I'm sure we've all encountered people where our children or spouses or friends, and you just cannot believe that they never admit wrongdoing because they don't feel that they've done anything wrong. Now, the verb in the sentence is the really important word, like I said, feel. Put another way, whatever we perceive is our reality. It's absolutely true, whether it's right or wrong, however you feel and you perceive it is all the reality that you really care about, because that's what you're seeing. Actually, the scientist takes us a little further by saying that nothing is ever real until it's observed or perceived. All right, so anyway, getting back in our topic, 99.9% of women and men justify to themselves and anyone who would listen any action or non-action they have taken. All right, well, let me illustrate this by painting a picture with this story. On May 7th, 1931, New York City witnessed the most sensational manhunt the city had ever known to this point. After weeks on the loose, Two-Gun Crowley, the killer, was trapped in an apartment on the West End Avenue. 150 police officers and detectives lay siege to his top-floor hideaway. For hours, the residential sections reverberated with rat-a-tat-tat of gunfire from the police and Two-Gun Crowley, who was returning fire. Now, while Crowley lay bleeding from his gunshot wounds, he didn't die. He penned a note that read, "To whom it may concern, under my coat is a weary heart, but a kind one that would do nobody no harm." Now, you're probably wondering where I'm going with this, right? And if you've never heard this story before, you might be thinking that the police had the wrong man. But no. Crowley was the same man who was necking with his girl on a country road on Long Island a couple weeks before when a police walked up to his parked car and asked him to show his license. Without saying a word, Crowley calmly drew his gun and cut the police down with a shower of lead. And as the police lay dying on the ground, he jumped out of his car, grabbed the officer's gun, and fired another bullet point blank into his prostrate body. Now think of that. That was the killer who wrote, "Under my coat is a weary but kind heart, one that would do nobody no harm." So what exactly is the disconnect? This is an extreme story, but I, probably you as well, have experienced many like it in our own experience. From kids who steal, to spouses who cheat, to murderers who kill, nobody feels that they've done anything wrong. Someone made them do it. There's always someone to blame. They find some way to justify their actions. This phenomenon is blaringly evident on death row. Most of the prisoners that you would talk to on death row feel that they have been victimized, regardless of how heinous the crime. So, I'm going to ask the question again. What is the number one thing that women can do to improve their relationships? This works in the reverse, too, for men and women. But, you know, today I'm concentrating on men, right? But it works the same way. But my advice is to don't criticize. It does no good. It absolutely does nothing. Criticism is futile because it puts a man on the defensive, wounds his pride, hurts his sense of importance, and arouses his resentment. So don't bother. Instead, make yourself perfect. The other reason you shouldn't bother is because they never admit it. Think of Bill Clinton. You didn't see me do it. I am not going to admit. And if you see me do it, then someone made me do it. It's someone else's fault. It's really not worth it. You know, and we can learn a lot of things from Jesus and the Bible. And he told us this way back in 2000 AD. He says, "Why do you look for the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" Now, what Jesus was saying is not that your brother has no speck, right, or has done nothing wrong, but since we're only responsible for what we do, and we have no power to control our others, why bother looking at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye? Why bother criticizing your man? Why bother criticizing anybody for that matter? It doesn't do any good. You know, when I was working, they used to have this thing called constructive criticism. But nobody ever, you know, you burn the same way whether it's constructive or not. And you put up your defenses. And it's true, regardless of how constructive it is, right? It hurts people's pride and arouses resentment. So, I'm not telling you to do anything that I don't do or I have not been doing. I have adopted this frame of mind in my own marriage. I no longer criticize or concentrate on what I'm not getting. Instead, I concentrate on making myself perfect and working on my goals, either as a couple or for my own individual goals. And that, my friends, is the secret to happiness. You know, Wikipedia defines happiness as the joy that we feel when we're striving after our potential. The operative word, again, is our potential, not someone else's. When you are striving to be perfect and to make your life better, you're going to be happy once you are moving in that direction. So, that is it for today's episode of 5 Minutes with Coach Myrna. I have a free gift for you. If you head over to my blog, which is blog.myhelps.us, I have a free ebook that you can download, and it's called The 7 Strategies for Climbing Your Personal Mountains. It's one of my 5 Minutes with Coach Myrna episodes that converted into an ebook, so you can just download it and read at your leisure. So again, to pick up a copy, head over to my blog, which is blog.myhelps.us, and click the download link, or you can send me an email to info@myhelps.us. And myhelps is myhelps.us. Until next time, namaste.